The World Health Organization is trying to determine the number of SARS cases in China, the only country where the disease is on the rise. Outside Beijing, one of the most worrisome areas is the remote province of Shanxi, where more than 200 SARS cases have been found. Commentator Jay Dunn lives in Taoyuan, Shanxi's capital city. He's one of the few Western journalists in that part of China.
For a city on the front lines, Taoyuan looks fairly calm. At the Buddhist temple, old people still do their early morning exercise. But the temple itself is closed. The unswept steps in front of its elegant front gate, black with coal dust. Along the busy street by the school, the neighborhood restaurant is shuttered. The egg pancake lady is gone. The hair shop and stationery store attendants look forlorn. There is brisk business for some people in cotton masks, rubber gloves, and disinfectant in spray bottles. Whole cases of antiseptics are bought, sold, and distributed within a few hours. What remedies can't be found at the pharmacy or Yaodian are available on the street corner, from sellers quick to assess a growing market. But the struggle against SARS has been suffocated until now by a blanket of official denial. At the Party Congress in March, evidence of a medical catastrophe in the making was deliberately suppressed so as not to disturb an orderly transition of power. During this crucial window, infections increased exponentially, along with efforts to hide them. To its credit, the government seems to have finally realized the fatal consequences of further delay. Warnings have been issued from the highest levels that there will be severe consequences for more cover-ups. Thousands of public places have been disinfected. Whole fleets of trains and buses have been commandeered for cleaning. The annual May holiday has been canceled, with millions of people forbidden to visit their hometowns. And the city I live in has been ordered to close ranks, though many are afraid it's too late. Taoyuan is the pride of Shanxi Province, hardworking, rich with history, but relatively poor as provincial capitals go. It has the second highest number of SARS cases outside Beijing. Primary and middle schools have been dismissed here. One major university has closed because of a recent death. Others have locked their students in, trying to minimize traffic. With so much focus now on Beijing and new outbreaks in other provinces, a great unspoken fear is that Taoyuan will receive no further help. Outside the affluent eastern cities, little money has been spent on maintaining public health facilities. As one local doctor bluntly put it, "We can't afford to have this disease here." There's no cure for SARS. Medicine to treat the symptoms is expensive and doesn't always help the patient live through the infection. Most people here know that and are afraid of simply being locked away. China has 5,000 years of experience and excellence in medicine. It will take all of that and the great strength of the united Chinese people to survive this epidemic.
The comments of Jay Dunn, a photojournalist who has lived and worked in Asia for the last 4 years. His most recent collection of photographs is A Backward Glance.